Welcome to Fusion Cooking, a show that explores the world around us through food, history, stories, and cookbooks. I am your host, Tina Lindquist. Thank you for downloading this week's podcast. You can go to my website at fusioncraftiness.com for world-inspired cuisine and recipes for the home cook. Explore, learn, eat. Today, we will be chatting about Asian soup, a generic, very brief overview of the beauty and characteristics of soup from Southeast Asia. This overarching topic is much more than we can cover in this podcast, as each region is very different and rich in culture. We will touch on some broth strategies, talk about some easy soups you can make at home, and virtually cook along with me as I cook the soup I make most often in my own kitchen. Later, our cookbook spotlight is an authentic collection of recipes from food critic and author Lee Jiok Boy. Asian soups vary greatly by regions and countries. In Southeast Asia, the broth or stock is usually the main star of the dish, whereas in the West, it is usually a meat, vegetable, or starch that is the main focus. The broth or stock becomes a supporting character. In fact, a lot of Western soup recipes call for canned broth or bouillon for convenience and don't bother with developing a rich, savory broth. Asian soups can be savory, sweet, or sour, and is often eaten for any meal, including breakfast. Stocks are broth that are made with animal bones. This technique adds both flavor and mouthfeel, as the collagen from the bones impart a silky mouthfeel to the broth. For the purpose of this podcast, I will refer to both as simply broths. Asian broths can be either simmered quickly for a light, fresh soup where the ingredients are lightly bruised for a delicate dish, as with Chinese vegetable and tofu soup, or boiled vigorously for hours in order to elicit maximum flavor and collagen, such as with Vietnamese pho or traditional ramen. Today, I am making one of my favorite soups. It is a simple chicken udon noodle soup, garnished with fresh herbs and a Japanese spice mix called shichimi togirishi. Join me in my hotel room kitchen in Gallup, New Mexico, a place I called home for 2 months during the pandemic on Route 66. So today I'm going to make an easy Asian soup. It has udon noodles, it'll have broth from chicken that I cooked yesterday in the crock pot, and some spinach, scallions, and I don't have enough broth to make a big bowl of soup, so I'm going to add a little bit of water and add some powdered dashi, which is really handy to have in your pantry. Let's see, so I've got a pot heating up, put a big packet of chicken thighs in a crock pot and just dumped it in there, didn't add any water, and just cooked it on high while I was unpacking. I just arrived to a new city and I just let that cook, and that was my meal prep chore for the day. It was really easy. I just dumped it in there and continued to unpack, and I actually ended up eating some a frozen entree last night because it was just such a long day. But today I'm going to use that juice that came out of the chicken and make a broth out of it. I am leaving the fat in. There's a lot of flavor in that fat. Chicken thighs have more flavor than chicken breast, so I prefer chicken thighs. I'm also going to add some water. As I search for everything, because I know where nothing is. I was very lucky to get a suite that has almost a full kitchen and a pretty nice size fridge too. And while that's heating up, I'm going to go ahead and chop my scallions. I call it Asian soup because it's kind of a combination of what I know from cooking Japanese and Chinese soup and even Korean soup. I didn't know how well stocked this kitchen was going to be, so I brought a lot of stuff, including a paring knife. After the chicken was cooked last night, I shredded it and put it in a plastic container and just kept it in the fridge. So that'll be my chicken for the week. I'm gonna have to turn this up higher. I forgot I put it on low. This is an electric two burner stovetop. There's no oven, but I do have a dishwasher, a small sink, and a decent sized fridge, and a microwave. Because I did cook the chicken last night, and these udon noodles that I got from the Asian market cook up in only 3 minutes, this is a really quick dinner, perfect for if you work 12-hour shifts like I do, or if you're just too tired because of the way things are going, and it's okay. Maybe you don't feel like eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. This is another alternative. I think I'm going to add some cilantro too, because I think that would go really good as a garnish. I went ahead and, because I knew I was gonna work a lot and not have time to keep going to the store, I went ahead and bought a lot of groceries last night. Got a bunch, one bunch of cilantro, a couple bunch of the scallions, and one bunch of parsley, because I know I can keep these fresh in the fridge for a long time just by keeping them in water in the fridge and throwing a plastic bag on top. You'd be surprised at how long these things can last. I think I've kept cilantro in the fridge for up to 2 weeks doing this. And then you don't have to keep going back and forth to the store, which I don't feel like I have the energy to do. I can tell the soup is getting warm. Oh, this is gonna be good. So I did not salt the chicken or the broth because I wanted to just know how much salt I was putting in my food. And if I add it at the time of cooking, then I know. Going to go ahead and add a quarter teaspoon of salt. I'll let you know how that goes. And I didn't really measure the broth. It was probably 1.5 cups, maybe, before I added about a cup of water. So there's my quarter teaspoon of salt. Okay, it is simmering. I'm gonna go ahead and add the chicken. And it's about 1/2 cup of chicken. I think 1/2 cup per person to start is a good amount. Of course, if you're super hungry and you had to skip lunch or anything, you can certainly add more. The chicken will help fill you up too. And if you're not that hungry, you can use less chicken and more vegetables. It's coming up to a simmer already, back up to a simmer. So this package of udon says 1 serving per package, so I'm gonna use the whole package. I'm gonna go ahead and pull out that in there and then start my timer. We'll see if I can figure out how to do this. Oh, okay, there we go. So while that's cooking, I'm gonna go ahead and get some of the dashi out.
Dashi is a simple Japanese-style broth or soup base. It only has a few ingredients. Usually, it's a combination of dried seaweed, also known as kelp, dried fish, which can be bonito flakes or dried anchovies, and dried mushrooms. It is the base for many Japanese soups and other Asian soups too. When using kelp, it can get bitter and slimy when boiled. So when making dashi, just keep that in mind. You can soak the kelp in with the bonito flakes and the mushrooms for several hours in the fridge and just take out the kelp, or you can bring the whole thing up to a simmer, and as it starts to simmer, just remove the kelp. When you make dashi, it is a little bit of a messy broth, so you're going to want to strain it. I use a fine mesh strainer, which helps make the broth cleaner. What makes this soup base so special is that it is flavored with three different umami compounds, one from the dried fish, one from the seaweed, and one from the mushrooms. Think of dashi as a soup base rather than a broth. You would make your broth from the soup base to take advantage of all this umami. Umami, for the uninitiated, is the fifth taste behind sweet, sour, salty, and bitter. It is what gives a dish a savory, complex character. There is more than one way to develop a dashi. Try a simple variation with a single ingredient or try a combination. Dashi can be a vegan's best culinary friend in the kitchen, giving vegan dishes extra depth of flavor without using meat. You can enjoy some dashi shortcuts too, because sometimes you just need to press the easy button. Handashi is a dried bonito flake product. Just add a teaspoon per cup of water, it's basically instant dashi. Dashi powder is a dried bonito and kelp powder, another easy way to make a dashi. Some come in a tea bag-like package for easy convenience. And now back to the kitchen.
I'm going to 1/4 teaspoon of the powdered dashi too. I don't have much experience using the powdered dashi, but I was so intrigued, I wanted to try it. I've made dashi, homemade dashi, and it's on the blog if you want that recipe. I'll certainly put a link in the show notes to that. For garnish, I've got the cilantro, scallions, and also, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but shishimi togarashi. It is a seasoning mix, and I think it's got pepper. Oh, here it is. Red pepper, roasted orange peel, black sesame seed, yellow sesame seed, Japanese pepper, and seaweed and ginger. Kind of smells like the sea and a chili pepper had a baby. And out came sashimi togarashi. And I'll use that as a garnish. If you've used this before, leave a comment. I want to know how you use it, because I'm just starting to play with it. As far as the vegetable, the only thing I'm putting in is spinach. Spinach is another handy thing to keep in your fridge. I use it for soup, stir frying, and salads. I went ahead and poured the soup into a mixing bowl. The bowls that came with the kitchen are cereal bowls, so I need something a little bit bigger. I'm using the mixing bowl. I went ahead and garnished it with the fresh herbs and the togarashi. So let's see how it tastes. That's good. It's kind of like, the broth is very much like chicken noodle soup with extra oomph, extra umami. It's a little bit spicy, probably from the seasoning. I didn't add any heat other than the seasoning. The noodles are chewy, and the herbs just added at the very end. You just garnish with it, and so they're bright and fresh and just adds another layer of flavor. This is really good. So because, you know, I made the chicken last night, the udon noodles are pre-cooked. This is probably a 15-minute meal max, and it's scalable. If you're feeding more people, you just add more noodles, more spinach, more chicken, more broth. If you don't have enough broth, you can make it stretch by adding some water, and then you can add bouillon, you can add dashi like I did. There is also powdered tomato base that you can add. So if you have any more ideas on what you can add to stretch a broth, let me know. This soup will be in the show notes with a link to the recipe. So bon appetit. Stay safe out there.
Asian soup can be complicated and take 2 days to make, or simple and fast. These three soup ideas you can replicate in your own kitchen. For miso soup, add 1/2 tablespoon of miso paste for every cup of dashi to make miso soup. First, heat dashi to a simmer. Then, in a small bowl, mix a little hot dashi to the miso paste and stir to dissolve the miso first. Then add the dissolved miso paste to the dashi and remove from heat. Add silken tofu cut into cubes and scallions. For Chinese vegetable soup, add 1 part dashi to 2 parts vegetable broth. Add bok choy, baby corn, water chestnuts, scallions, snow peas, some broccoli, and some tofu. Garnish with soy sauce and chili oil. For bok choy soup, bring dashi to a simmer and add noodles of choice. Cook your noodles until almost done and then add the bok choy. When noodles are done, remove from heat and add miso paste as described above for miso soup. Garnish with soy sauce and sesame oil as desired. Our ingredient of the day is shichimi dogurishi. According to Wikipedia, it is a common Japanese spice mixture that dates back to the 17th century. Traditionally, it contains 7 ingredients to include dogurishi, which is a small Japanese chili pepper. It is common to use this spice mixture as a garnish in soup, noodles, rice, eggs, and vegetables. It can also be used as an ingredient in cooking, such as with spice rubs. Common ingredients used in the spice mix include Japanese red chilies, seaweed, orange peel, black and white sesame seeds, ground ginger, and poppy seeds. Today's cookbook spotlight is Asian Soups, Stews, and Curries by Lee Jiok Boy. This book, as described by Bookshop, is the ultimate comfort food and the cook's answer to meals that can be cooked in a single pot, are wholesome, and suitable for keeping. This book provides more than 100 easy-to-follow recipes for preparing these timeless dishes the Asian way. Discover how to stew vegetables and the various types and cuts of meat and seafood, as well as the many ways of enjoying and serving these stews. Also included are recipes for stewed desserts to wrap up the meal or serve as a pick-me-up at any time of the day. Lee Jiok Boy is a Straits Chinese with a lifelong experience in all aspects of good food, from eating to cooking and writing. She combines her interest in cooking with travel, and her food experiences span the globe when she went around the world without flying. She was a food critic for several Singapore newspapers, namely New Nation, The Straits Times, and The Sunday Times, and she continues to contribute recipes to various publications even after retirement. She has several cookbooks on Straits Chinese and Southeast Asian food to her credit, including Classic Asian Noodles, Classic Asian Rice, Classic Asian Salads, and Asian One-Dish Meals. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. Links to products and recipes mentioned in this podcast can be found in the show notes at fusioncraftiness.com/podcast. Follow my culinary adventures on Instagram and Facebook at Fusion Craftiness.